Today, we study lesson number 34 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Gittin. We are in the ninth perek, the last perek. We're up to Mishnayos 2 and 3. Perek Tes, Mishne Beis, and Mishne Gimel. Mishne Beis. Suppose a person writes a get to his wife and says to her, Harayat muteres l'chol adam. You are now permitted to marry any man, elo liabo lo avich, but you can't marry my father or your father, whom she couldn't marry anyway. L'ochiu l'ochich, you're mutter to everyone, but not to my brother or your brother, whom she couldn't marry anyway. Couldn't marry means, even if her father or her father, ex-father-in-law goes over to her and says, Harayat mikudeshes li, and gives her a nice golden ring, it's nothing. Ain't kedushin tofsin. There's no kedushin between a father and a daughter and a brother and a sister. Lo eved v'lanochri. Similarly, if he says, you're mutter to everybody but not to avodim kananiim, who have, in this sense, a halacha of a Gentile, v'lanochri, you can't marry a goy. Again, if a goy goes over to a Jewish girl and gives her a diamond ring or a gold ring and says, Harayat mikudeshes li, petabazu, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, nothing has happened. She's not married in the least. There's no kedushin. Ain't kedushin tosin. Ulechol misha ain lo olav kedushin. Or he excludes from the heta of the get someone else, anyone else, any other kind of relationship or status which there's no kedushin possible. Kosher. The get is kosher. Because by reserving his right that she can't marry her father, he's not keeping her away from anything that she wouldn't be asur in anyway. There's no such thing as kedushin with one's father, a girl with one's father. So therefore there's no shiur. He is permitting her to marry everyone to whom she's permitted to be married to. But if he says to her, Harayat muteres l'chol odom elo almona l'choen gadol. You are mutter to everyone. Except, you cannot marry a Kohen Gadol if you're an almona. Now, if a Kohen Gadol takes an almona, it's against the law. But if he does give her a ring and says, Harayat mikudeshes li, she is mikudeshes to him, because it's only a chai v'lav. Similarly, a grusha v'chalutza l'Kohen hedyet. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee, but if he goes over to a divorcee and says to her, Harayat mikudeshes li b'tapa asu, they're married. Or mamzeres unesin el Yisrael, or bas Yisrael, a mamzer unesin. A mamzer too. A Jewish girl is not allowed to marry a mamzer, but if she does, if the mamzer is mekadesh, the kedushin is kedushin. The same thing for this group known as nesinim. Nesinim are the givonim who were converted in the days of Yehoshua under false pretenses, etc. Ulechol misha yesh lo olof kedushin. If the shiur, the person that he's reserving his rights, the husband is reserving his rights as a husband and not letting her marry them, is to someone whom legally she could be married. Not legally it would be permissible, but legally the kedushin would be effective. Afilu ba'aveiro, even though the kedushin, yes, are effective, but she would be living with this mamzer or this kohen if she's a grusha in sin. Puzzle. The get is puzzle. Because the get must permit her to everyone who she can conceivably marry, even if she marries him be'avero. That's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Gimel gives us, finally, the text of the get. Now, we learned way back, the text of a get consists of the Torah and the Tophos. The Torah is the essence, the key words of the get that make it all work, besides the names, dates, etc., which we already learned about. What words are the effective devorim hakorsim, the effective words which actually sever the relationship? So here we have it. Gufo shel get. The essence of the get is harayat muteres l'chol adam. You are now permitted to every man. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that's not enough. You are now ready to be married to every man means, I said to you, go, you're free to marry everybody, and here's a piece of paper saying that I said that to you. What we need in the get, insists Rabbi Yehuda, is some language that indicates that this piece of paper is what is effecting the severance between us. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, V'dein, this piece of paper, do you have Ilechiminai, that you now have from me, Sefer Teruchin v'yigedes shibukin v'get peturin, should be a book of separation and a document of abandonment and a get, or also a contract of freedom. L'mahach, so that now you can go l'hisnasva, to marry l'chol gevadet titzpayin, to anyone whom you please. That has to be in the get. And we follow this rule of Rabbi Yehuda. That it has to be language that indicates it's this piece of paper which is affecting the actual divorce. And similarly, Gufo shall get Shichro, when a man frees his slave, Evet Kanani, or female slave, Shifro Kananis, the same type of language. Gufo shall get Shichro, the essence of it is, Hare at Baschorin, you are now a free woman, Hare at Atzmech, you are now on your own. And so we have finished lesson number 34.